avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. Charles Spurgeon, who preached in the 19th century in England, said, "The devil has seldom done a cleverer thing than hinting to the church that part of their mission is to provide entertainment for the people with a view to winning them." Providing amusement for the people is nowhere spoken of in the scriptures as a function of the church. The need is biblical doctrine, so understood and felt that it sets men afire. Even in 17th century England, there was a tendency for some preachers to put on an entertaining show in order to attract people. If that was true in 19th century England, it certainly is true in the 21st century United States. A Turkish proverb says, "When the clown moves into a palace, he doesn't become a king. The palace becomes a circus. And when a clown moves into the pulpit, he doesn't become a preacher. The church becomes a circus." So a need for entertaining churchgoers demonstrates that many have lost, if they ever had it, a high view of Scripture as the very Word of God. It is, quote, "living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." That's Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. The writer of Hebrews is emphasizing how important it is to hear and to obey the word of God, which comes from God and is designed to accomplish the purposes of God. Why then replace the power and authority of Holy Scripture with entertainment which mimics the surrounding unbelieving culture? If you are attending such a church where everything has to be hype and upbeat and entertaining, it's time to leave. Attend a church where those handling the Holy Scriptures are called by God to preach the word. Paul writes to Timothy, "that you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth." The church belongs to Jesus Christ and is the church of the living God. Therefore, in everything, God is to be glorified. How we conduct ourselves in the household of God is to be in accordance with Scripture. The church is a pillar and buttress of the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the gospel, not a place for entertainment. With this strong conviction, Paul then charges Timothy to preach the word. Paul explains that there will come a time when people will not want to hear sound doctrine. They will have itching ears and will hear from those who will reinforce them in their own prejudices and desires. Such people will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. This is what's happening today, even as it happened during the time of the apostles. How important it is in our broken world, where there are so many false ideas and opinions, that from our pulpits, the word of God is lovingly, accurately, and boldly proclaimed. Isaiah begins his prophecy, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken." God speaks to us in his word. Those who preach and teach the word of God are to be faithful, prayerful, love those who are hearing the word of God, and don't yield to the temptation to turn to entertainment and showbiz to increase attendance. It's true that the goats may enjoy it for a while, but even they will leave eventually. The apostolic method was to preach Christ and him crucified. To the perishing, the gospel is utter folly. This was true when Paul wrote to the Corinthians in the first century, and it's true in the 21st century. Unbelievers may despise the gospel. They may find it terribly old-fashioned. They may find it boring. But the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So let us preach the word. Let's attend a church where the unsearchable riches of Christ are preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.